бабы любят чубчик кучерявый. Всюду бабы бабки да кудрей. Как увидят чубчик кучерявый, замурлычат ласковей добрей. Чубчик, чубчик, чубчик кучерявый.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the newest episode of Savok of the Week podcast. And I am your host, DJ Vadim J.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear
me? Yes, thank goodness.
Boris, so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. I just heard you talking to Savok of the Week listeners. I have been at this phone booth in downtown Minsk every Saturday for the past 6 weeks. Hoping for the phone to ring. Thank goodness it rang today.
Well, I'm sorry that
it's cold. It's winter, you know.
I understand. First things first. What is the sound in the background?
Oh, do you hear that?
Yeah.
It is a sort of rhythmic tapping sound. Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's my new pacemaker. I just had it put in. 10 days ago, as a matter of fact.
Well, just for the convenience of our listeners, can we turn it off?
Well, I would advise it. We can, but I'm going to have to turn it back on sometime before I go to sleep, or it's curtains for me. It's a little on the noisy side, but it was the cheaper model.
How about, like, 20 minutes. Can you turn it off for 20 minutes?
As long as I have no sudden surprises or jolts to the system. Loud noises might be a problem, but I suppose I could probably try to turn it off. Is that better?
Yes, this is better. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. The reason it's on the loud side, as you know, but I went to a private clinic here in Minsk, and there was a 2-for-1 deal that if you also had signed up for a year's worth of dialysis, they'd throw in the pacemaker for free. I don't need dialysis, but I figured it's not a bad investment. I know someone who does, so, you know.
So, but do you really need a pacemaker?
Not at all, no. It's largely for sympathy. It worked, didn't it? You felt sorry for me, slightly.
Yes, it did.
It's actually a kitchen timer. I don't have a pacemaker at all.
Well, listen, so many things have happened since we last talked.
A lot of things, yes.
Yes, and I'm sure our listeners are dying to know what you've been up to.
Well, let me tell you, listener, and Vadim, my friend. I have been in Minsk, as everyone knows. I've been working, trying to launch my video game empire, Balalaika Hero, a takeoff on popular American video game sensation Guitar Hero.
Yes.
Guitar Giroi. This is a Slavic version called Balalaika Hero.
Okay.
It plays on numerous formats, but actually only the one format. But it's not portable, but we're working on it. We've run into a few problems, mostly with the rights to the songs.
Okay. What does it mean?
Well, we cannot get permission from certain recording artists. Heroes of the Soviet stage, for example. Alla Pugacheva is not returning my calls.
She's not.
Kirkorov, Alla Pugacheva. Needless to say, there's a lot of rights issues involved. So
now,
if we can't get permission, we're going to proceed.
Well, listen, it looks like your whole enterprise was based on old Soviet songs. What are you going to do if you cannot obtain rights for any of the songs?
Well, if we can't get the rights, we're going to proceed anyway.
And, you're just going to use them.
Essentially. My hope is that a lot of the I'm the silent partner in all of this. So as I told my friends, the brothers Dimitri, that if they try to launch the product, and not having secured the rights, I think legally I have a pretty airtight case. I ran it by Jackie Shapiro. He said it looked okay to him.
So, how many songs do you have right now?
It was a very bad connection. He was judging a wet t-shirt contest at a sports bar in Panama City, Florida. So he might have been talking about a contestant and not my case. But he said it looked airtight.
So, how many songs do you have right now? I mean, last time we talked, it was 32, 33, something like that.
Last time it was 33. Now we have 17. Better, fewer, but better.
What happened?
Well, we had some disastrous software crashes. We had some problems with bugs. Roaches, mostly. They just ate right through the punch cards. Apparently, our prototypes, this was not my fault, but the prototypes we used were actually old grocery wrappers, and a lot of them had bits of food and meat still on them. It was irresistible to rats and bugs. So we had bugs get into the software. We are very slowly restoring the songs, but you know, it's a laborious process. It's very labor intensive.
Well, it looks like you've been having quite a success, at least preparing for your enterprise launch. But now, have you had any customers? Any revenue?
Well,
Boris, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Technically, I have a book of
your metronome. Excuse me, your metronome is still working.
That's the kitchen timer. Turn that off.
Okay, hold on. All right,
I have
good.
Some,
much better now.
It's reminding me that but when I have to be back for the bus.
That's what you use your pacemaker for.
Essentially, yes. A kitchen timer. If you're on the go like me, I'm a businessman. A lot of people have blackberries, boysenberries, cranberries, all of these new devices. I just use this kitchen timer. And again, I can get sympathy from people by pretending it's a pacemaker.
And it makes your old ticker going.
I think it doesn't hurt, at least. It couldn't hurt.
That's true. Now, so what about your revenue stream?
The revenue stream is, I wouldn't call it a stream. It's more of a puddle. There's no fluidity. We don't have cash flow. We have cash.
Well, there's a credit crisis.
There is a credit crisis, believe me. And it's even spread here to Minsk.
Really?
Believe it or not. The price of cabbage through the roof.
What is it up to now?
It's up to about equivalent for Americans, probably about 10 cents for a head of cabbage.
And it's through the roof?
It was 7 cents last week. This is a sizable increase. This affects people not just on the Wall Street, but on Main Street, as the new president says, right?
So the Belarusians eat a lot of cabbage?
That's all they eat, yes. It's balalaika and cabbage. Beets occasionally, but more of a dessert. If you have a sweet tooth, and most of these people just have the one sweet tooth. Hopefully a molar, because beets uncooked can be rather formidable.
Why uncooked?
Well, do you know what the price of gas is these days? Putin is cutting it off, right and left. It's very hard to live in this economy.
So the Belarusians are grazing on some uncooked beets? Is that...
I'm not, but some are. Yes, yes. Okay. Well, I know, I have friends who live a little bit better, put it that way.
Well, how have you been able to secure income to support your lavish lifestyle of pacemakers and beets as a main dish?
Mostly, yeah, beets as entrees, I think, you know? I suppose it might be considered a luxury by some, but I've been doing a lot of translating jobs. Mostly for tourists who are coming here to Minsk.
How's your English?
My English is very good. I've been translating mostly for Thai and Vietnamese businessmen. And I should hasten to add, I do not speak Thai or Vietnamese. But they don't speak Russian, so I get the gist of it. It's mostly a lot. It's a very melodious language.
Which one?
I don't know. Either Thai or Vietnamese, whatever they're speaking. I can't tell the difference. Musical, but atonal at the same time. I think I get the point across. They wave their hands and I basically tell their interlocutor that they want something, and they get eventually whatever it is they want.
Are you sure their gestures are gestures of approval?
It's difficult to say, quite honestly. It varies from case to case, but I think most of them are pleased with the services I provide.
Okay.
I usually sweeten the deal. Most of my translation gigs have happy endings.
So, well, great. Well, as you, just a little update on our life here in America.
Yes, how's everything going?
Well, everything is awful. The country is gripped with fear. We do have a new president. I don't know if you had a chance to vote. Are you an American citizen? I don't remember.
It depends who you ask. I did vote. However, that has never stopped me. The first presidential ballot I cast was in 1960. I voted for Richard Nixon. Absentee from Voronezh.
He wasn't even running.
In 1960, absolutely. Look it on Wikipedia. He ran against Kennedy and I voted for Nixon. I don't know that they ever counted it, but Nixon would have carried Voronezh because I got a lot of my friends from the Voroshilov collective farm to vote for Nixon. We thought he was a strikingly handsome man.
So, but you were not even in the States. You're not a citizen.
Absolutely not. No. We sent in absentee ballots.
Where did you send it to? Washington?
I got an envelope and I wrote Nixon on it.
Yes.
And sent it to the White House.
It sort of reminds
please to count.
When I was younger, we collected signatures in support of Leonard Peltier, who was illegally detained by U.S. authorities.
That's right.
And Komsomolskaya Pravda published a template which you could cut out with your scissors and glue to a postcard, and you could just sign it and drop it into any mailbox.
Oh, that's very handy. It eliminates the need to think. All you have to do is check a box in support of a cause and drop it at the posta.
Yes, even postage was supposedly paid. I'm not sure, though. Those postcards are kept somewhere. I would love to see that mailbag.
I'm sure there's a big file in the archives.
Which somewhere. Ones? Which ones?
Somewhere.
KGB?
It might be, yes.
Now, who did you vote for this time?
This time I voted for Obama.
I'll
tell you why I did. Please. I have spent time in Kazakhstan. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Not really, no.
I have spent time in Kazakhstan. I have spent time in Uzbekistan.
Are you telling us you
I would
are,
never set foot in Tajikistan, but that is a completely different story. And I am telling you that I have spent time with many Muslims. And they are good people. Especially if you go drinking with them, because they're not going to touch it. Which is more for you. And if you're lucky, you might be able to get them to cough in on the check at the end of the night. And I think they're good people, and it's about time that America finally embraces multiculturalism.
I'm not sure.
And elects a Muslim president.
I'm not sure you are getting your information right.
I'm pretty sure about this. I've done numerous searches.
Where do you search? Where do you find this information?
I have Googled Obama Muslim. And you'd be surprised the information that's out there.
And so you really believe he's a Muslim?
What, did you see the inauguration?
Yes.
Did you not see him swear the oath on that ancient Quran? that used to belong to Abraham Lincoln. That was Lincoln's Quran.
Lincoln was not a Muslim.
He had a copy of the Quran, at any rate. And Obama used it. And I think it's great. We should be beyond these petty divisions of religion and race. And I think it's about time we have a black Muslim. I only wish there'd been Elijah Muhammad, because I think he would have been a man to really bring this country, your country, together. But Obama will be okay.
Well, isn't the U.S. Partially your country as well? You spent some years here too.
Oh, very many years. But I'm just... I'm hoping that I can take advantage of the new political winds that are shifting, and that I might be able to get a presidential pardon from Obama.
Listen, your kitchen timer is acting again.
Oh, this thing has a mind of its own.
Can you turn it off, please?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Wait a minute. You mentioned presidential pardon. Yes.
I'm under the impression that, constitutionally speaking, the president can pardon anyone for high crimes or misdemeanors. Is that correct? Yes.
Why is this echo? Why is this echo? Are you holding your phone close to
I have
your
a pacemaker? With me. It's probably my seashell collection.
You are keeping your seashell collection in with you?
I'm trying to sell this at the market here on Saturdays. Hold on, let me put the conch shell down.
It's a little bit distracting.
Probably.
Well, there is still an echo. Do you have any other shells possibly hanging from your neck?
Not a shell, it could be the large amount of tin foil around my neck. I've been saving some of this for a rainy day.
I'm not gonna ask.
You find pieces around the town, why throw it away?
I am more interested in the presidential pardon. What kind of misdemeanors do you think the U.S. might be charging you with?
My legal counsel,
Jackie Shapiro,
has advised me not to get into specifics, but I have one word, and it starts with a little E, and then I believe a big B, and it's called eBay.
No, don't tell me it was the Beanie Babies.
Let's just say I owe people a lot of money. And let's also hypothetically speculate that those individuals who never received the various lions and tigers and wildebeests that they ordered initiated legal proceedings against me for fraud.
Did you branch out into people?
Absolutely.
Like popular entertainers or political leaders of sorts?
I had some handmade Beanie Babies, yes.
Of who?
Stuffed with dried peas.
Of who?
Well, I tried to call them Beanie Babies, but I also got in trouble for that. It sounded rather sexual. There were charges that it was inappropriate to advertise something as a peeny baby. But I wanted to have, sort of lifelike plush dolls with the faces and visages of famous people.
Brangelina?
I had one of Brangelina. I had one of Sammy Davis Jr. And Alexander Nevsky.
That was a hot seller, I'm sure.
Yes, but I was a little over-optimistic. I began taking multiple orders even before I had finished the prototypes. Do you know the amount of stitching that goes into making a peeny baby with Angelina's luxurious eyebrows?
I was thinking bosom. You mentioned that.
Well, that's a lot of peas.
Oh. You couldn't obtain the required amount of peas?
Not enough. But needless to say, I mean, we could sit here all day and talk about people I cheated out of money or this and that. And anyone, I want to say this now in case anyone is listening or if anyone's legal counsel is listening, anyone who submitted money to me for beanie and or peenie babies
should do what?
Get their product. I assure you of that.
Not money. Not money back.
That money is long gone. Long gone. That money, it's not even in Balalaika Hero. That money is two or three projects ago.
Well, listen, what are some of your current projects that you might be involved in?
Well, there's Balalaika Hero, okay. Of course. Of course,
yes. It's a money sucker.
Yes.
Well, money piece.
It's not doing so well.
No.
Do you know about other projects that I don't know about?
What is this about your interest in gold?
I don't know that I'm allowed to talk about that right now. But
you did mention gold in one of the conversations that was not recorded on the podcast.
Yeah. I asked that it not be recorded, and I actually sent you and Misha and Andre emails requesting you to be sort of beta testers for this new program.
It's been four weeks. And
thank you for the gold, by the way. I do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciated the prepaid envelope in which you told me to put my gold and mail it to you.
They actually worked, by the way. If you're listening at home, you want to make your own prepaid envelopes, just put a sticker and make your own barcode. Just put a bunch of little different stripes of varying thicknesses.
It works.
Chances are it will work.
And it will arrive to Minsk.
Yes, and I received. But I guess I can tell listeners what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's a takeoff on the popular sensation that's sweeping America today, gold for cash.
Yes, with Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon, yes. The famous second banana to John Carson in all those years of late night television.
Second banana?
The second banana, yes. It's called English.
Your idioms are breathtaking.
It's such a rich tongue. A wealthy tongue, as we say.
Sure is.
What Ed McMahon's goal for cash showed me is that you can get people to shove all of their jewelry into a prepaid envelope
and
send it to you by post. You open it up, you have an envelope stuffed with gold.
Yes.
And then you mail them back whatever you say it's worth. That's a pretty good idea. So I talked to some of my friends here in Minsk, and we asked around and wanted to know if it might have some potential to fly here.
Yes.
So we worked up a particularly Slavic variation.
Slavic take on gold for cash.
It's called gold teeth for cash. And basically we're asking...
I think I'm getting an idea.
I think you know where I'm going. We're basically asking people who are in need of money. Pensioners, perhaps widows, recent widows, if you get my drift, to send gold teeth that might just be lying around. Put them in an envelope.
They won't be lying around. They're in their mouths.
These times are hard. You have to make sacrifices.
Yes.
What's the good of having a mouth of gold if you have no food to put in it?
That's a good point.
So that's actually our slogan, by the way. Why bother having a mouth of gold if there's no food to put in it? It sounds much better in sort of colloquial Belarus, by the way. It rhymes, as a matter of fact.
It doesn't rhyme in English.
No, it doesn't. It sounds a little crude and arguably threatening, but in Belarus it has a sort of jocular tone to it. So we put up ads around town on the subway.
In Pravda?
In Pravda, in various free advertising supplements on the metro.
They have a metro in Minsk?
It's very small, but there is a metro, yes.
Is it covered in marble?
It's not covered. It is totally open air. It's like a people mover, essentially. So I've been hanging around that, and, you know, trying to apprise people of this plan. And so far, there has been a response.
There have been a response?
The response is mostly anger. Mostly anger, I would say. And resentment.
But
one old woman in particular was quite adamant about the immorality of this project. And I told her that we're not taking gold teeth out of anyone's mouth. It's very similar to the Valenki plan I had a few years ago, when I encouraged the widows of dead peasants back in Vorónezh to sell me their Valenki.
What is Valenki? Hold on, for some of our new listeners, what is Valenki again?
Valenki are very uncomfortable felt boots. They are stiflingly hot in summer. They are wet and cold in winter. But they are very fashionable.
Sounds like a Slavic invention.
Oh, absolutely. It is awful at all times of the year. But fashion requires sacrifices.
Always.
So,
you cannot be fashionable and look comfortable.
Oh, no.
No.
And the great thing about the Valenki craze was that you would not be comfortable. I assure you of that. And you would thereby look very, very good. Similarly with gold teeth. Gold teeth, I have to say it, and I don't want to sound... some of my best friends are Nigerian. But gold teeth, let's face it, if you have a mouthful of gold teeth, you are not going to be on the Supreme Court.
Not really.
Anytime soon.
No.
You might be appearing before the Supreme Court. Or you might be in the Supremes. I don't know. But it's not a recipe for success in this day and age.
You're walking a thin line.
I say rip them out. Get your money back.
Okay. Well, that's
we also good. Deal with grills. So anyone who has diamonds or rhinestones in their mouth and wants to trade those in, we have larger painted envelopes that are available for that.
A special program.
Yes. It's called Grills for Cash.
Now, listen.
And we are also taking charcoal grills as well.
Do you have prepaid envelopes for that as well?
No, you just wheel it over. Take the metro. You're allowed to bring up to 2 grills on the Minsk metro. So, in the summertime only.
When does summertime start?
In August.
And it ends?
For billing purposes. It ends in the middle of August. It's a very narrow window.
It sounds very convenient.
Which is why they treasure it so much.
Now listen, with all these things that are going your way, do you have any comments about the stimulus that we are all about to receive?
Well, I'm looking forward to this economic stimulation, which is why I really
stimulus.
Want to get back to America.
Okay.
I need to get back to America before Geithner and Obama figure out this stimulation plan. Because I want to get a check. I have been trying to stimulate the Minsk economy, and I have earned nothing for my pains and labors.
For your trials and tribulations.
I have invented what is likely to revolutionize gaming in the former Soviet Union. A little thing called Balalaika Hero.
Yes.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I have heard of it, yes.
Yes.
And mostly from you.
I've also, I've been trying to pump up money into the Minsk economy. But I'm not getting anywhere, so I need to get back to America. America is where I can make a bigger splash.
Well, we want you to be back, Boris. America is not the same without you.
I need to come back to my home.
Yeah.
I really feel it. Yes. When I was watching the Super Bowl the other day, it was on, yesterday, it was on tape delay.
That was a long delay.
It took
like
6 days
delay.
6 days.
That's a long delay.
By which time, the outcome was already well known.
Widely publicized. So who
which
won?
Me to take advantage of some
who,
of our
who won? Just to put you on the spot.
The Steelmen. The Steinke of Pittsburgh, which is a wonderful town. I don't know if you've ever been there before.
No.
Yes, I drove through it once.
Okay.
Yes, and I kept on going. But now I understand that they are the football champions.
Yes, they are.
And it just reminded me of America.
Yes.
The town, the country of sweatpants and Walmart and donuts by the dozen.
And you miss that.
I do. I miss the comfort of America.
Where you can look any way the hell you want to look like, and you will still be accepted.
You will be accepted, because constitutionally they have to accept you.
Because in Minsk, you have to look fashionable to be accepted, right?
Do you know how long it takes me just to put on my face and get ready to hit the streets?
No.
In Minsk?
Do tell.
An hour and a half. I have to tease my hair. I have to tuck in my shirt. I have to tie my shoes. I don't have to do any of that in America.
No, you can look whatever the hell you want to look like.
Yes, I don't even have to wear shoes. If I don't.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
America is a great country.
I need to come back to the land of comfort. And I also want to get in on that stimulation.
Stimulus.
Stimulus, yes.
Right. So, is there any particular number you're looking for? What would make you happy? $500 of stimulation, $1,000 of stimulation.
It's going to have to be more than that. To stimulate my economy, because I am in a credit crunch myself. To stimulate my economy, I'm going to need $378,000.
Oh, shit. So how much does it take for you to be stimulated right now? In Minsk?
Right now, probably about $37.
Please explain.
Well, I'm guessing that's basically the amount of money it costs to purchase several bottles of champagne, some cigarettes, and the services of a movie or two.
What about beats?
And some beats, yes.
As the entree, not a dessert.
Hey, hold on for 1 second, Vadim.
Sure.
I know. I paid for this booze. That's right. I'm sorry. There seems to be a bit of...
some commotion?
There's an angry woman who is rapping on the windows with her cane.
Is it the same one?
It is.
What's her name? Sure. Did you get to know her?
She's a terrible woman.
Do you know her name?
It's either Masha or Dasha or something like that.
Well,
she's absolutely terrible. She smells of onions.
And feet?
Onions and feet, yes. But I'll tell you this. She has a mouthful of gold teeth.
Well,
so I think I better go talk to her about this gold teeth for cash plan.
You definitely should.
Yes. Maybe I can trade her a conch shell for it or something.
Yeah. Listen, you stick by this phone booth, and we will try to call you as soon as we can, as our finances allow it.
Well, you know, I'm here every Saturday from 2 to 3.
Well, that's when we're going to be calling you.
That's when I'll be here. So,
well,
please to call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, adios, Boris. And hopefully the stimulating will do a lot of good for you.
I'm looking forward to the stimulation, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Well, dear listeners, We just finished another podcast with Boris. I was your host, DJ Vadim J. Tune in next time when you're going to hear more about our adventures in the land of plenty. And good luck with your stimulation package. Bye.